And what it is for. Open Nebula very basically, it allows you to build up your own private cloud. It is built on the principles that you can see on the screen. And of course, once you have a private cloud, we also have an interface that allows you to add also physical hosts from Amazon so that you can sort of join your private cloud and your public cloud resources into some, what we will call a hybrid cloud. I'm going to go a bit in depth from three perspectives. The first one is the user perspective, the cloud consumer perspective. Second one will be cloud provider, and the third one will be as cloud integrator. What do we look for when we are a cloud consumer, a user of the cloud? You have to keep in mind that Open Nebula orchestrate your cloud at the infrastructural level. There are two layers on top of it, platform and service as a service, platform as a service and application as a service. When we're talking about cloud computer, Open Nebula works on the lower layer, infrastructure as a service. So when you're a user of the cloud, what you're basically looking for is to have a set of virtual machines and to manage them easily. What we offer to the users of the cloud is the possibility of managing the life cycle of a virtual machine, to have a catalog of virtual machine images, or what we would call a storage, and to have a catalog of virtual networks. Of course, users can create virtual networks, manage virtual networks. Users can use existing storage, upload images to the cloud. And of course, we also offer remote connection possibilities and monitoring possibilities of what is the state of your virtual machines, how many resources have you used. How can users actually interact with Open Nebula? Well, they can do it basically using one of these three ways. The first one is Open Nebula self-service. This is a web-based portal. It's very oriented towards simplicity so that the final user can easily understand what it's doing and just do it. It has a limited set of features. As we will see, cloud providers have a much advanced portal that is called Open Nebula Sandstone. And it's also focused on the possibility for cloud providers to customize and to brand it at their will, just by changing a configuration file. Open Nebula self-service is actually built on top of our Open Cloud Computer Interface, OCCI, which is one of the cloud standards. And we also offer an Amazon Web Services interface, because it's de facto standard when it comes to cloud computing. If we look at the cloud from the cloud provider perspective, the first thing we should actually care about that the users didn't care about is about the physical hosts and how we're going to virtualize on them. Open Nebula offers several options for virtualization using the main hypervisors out there. As you see, KVM, VMware, Xin, EC2, those are included by default in our distribution. But we have some extra hypervisors like Hyper-V, OpenVZ, and VirtualBox, which are part of our ecosystem. That is, I will talk about it later, but basically small projects that can be plugged in Open Nebula very easily and which are developed by third parties. When it comes to hosts, of course, Open Nebula takes care of monitoring or managing the resources, of knowing how many resources of the host are free, and of automatically allocating these resources when a new virtual machine is deployed. This is done by the Open Nebula scheduler, which is another component which comes with Open Nebula but can also be replaced if it doesn't fit your full needs. If we look at the virtual networks, our main worry here would be how to isolate different virtual networks from each other so that some virtual machines cannot see the traffic going on different other virtual machines connected to a different network. We offer several possibilities to do this right now. We can use OpenVSwitch. We can use EB tables. We can use 802.1Q technology. And basically, we offer a very easy network management possibilities in which you create a virtual network. You have some leases or you have a pool, and you can enable and disable your leases. And these IP leases and also MAC leases are automatically attached or automatically assigned to a virtual machine at the time of deployment. We also to look at storage. We organize our storage in data stores. Data stores is the word for a group of images, a group of disks. We share a transfer driver. A transfer driver is the way that an image is copied to the physical host when a virtual machine, a new virtual machine, is deployed. So, for example, the easiest way to do this is just using the SSH driver, which basically SCPs an image to the physical host at the time of deployment. However, you may think, you may have, for efficiency reasons, a distributed file system, NFS, or you may even have ESCSI. So these are all drivers supported out of the box. Transfer drivers, as many other things, are something that you can customize and that you can easily plug in into OpenNebula. And of course, we have to worry about the front end, about who is using our cloud and how to manage these people. All the OpenNebula resources have a user, which is the owner, and a group, which is the user group. So we have several users. We can be authenticated using from basic name, password authentication to X509 certificates. We have groups of users. We have a Unix-style system of permissions on every resource so that you can tell if the user can use, manage, or administrate each resource, and if the people from the group can, and if other people can. And we also have a set of access control lists, which is basically a set of rules that help you decide or assign resources to a user or to a group of them. Of course, we have accounting tools and login possibilities. How do we organize all this? How do we make it work? We have another web interface, which is called OpenNebula Sandstorm. OpenNebula Sandstorm is a full-feature interface. It gives access to basically everything that you can do from a very comfortable environment because it's web-based, and it allows you. As you see in the dashboard, you can see some statistics of the state of your cloud, but it allows you to add groups, add users, change the access control list, group your resources in clusters, etc., etc., etc. It's basically fully featured. You can do the same, of course, via command line interface. And we additionally offer several application programming interfaces, namely in Ruby, Java, and Python. You can find it on the ecosystem. Ruby and Java are actually built on top of the base protocol, or the base programming interface, which will be XML RPC. One cool thing that you can do when you're a cloud provider and you have several OpenNebula deployments is to actually federate them. We call an OpenNebula, an independent OpenNebula deployment, a zone. And we have a tool which we call the OddZone server, which helps you federate this OpenNebula deployment. So what the OddZone server is going to do is actually connect to both zones and list for you all the resources that are available all together in your different zones. Well, this is interesting, but the most interesting part is making use of virtual data centers. Virtual data centers are a set of resources inside a zone which are isolated from the rest. What the OddZone's tool does is creating virtual data centers in a couple of clicks. That means that it will take a set of physical hosts, a set of data stores, and a set of virtual networks, group them together, create a group of users for them, and create a virtual data center administrator. So that person, the virtual data center administrator, and the users that he decides to create inside this virtual data center, we have access to these specific resources, and not more than that. And this is done very easily from the Ozone's web administration panel in a couple of clicks. The Ozone service takes care, of course, of all the work of creating the group and creating the access control list so that this is automatically performed. Another thing that it does is creating a proxy between the Ozone server and the endpoint of the zones so that virtual data center administrators and users can actually access OpenNebula Sandstone, OpenNebula self-service, or even use their part of the OpenNebula cloud through the command line interface. The third perspective will be the cloud integrator perspective. What I would like to stress here is how modular our design is. I've already been mentioning OpenNebula is basically formed by a core, which is written in C++. And around this core, there are a series of components, and basically any component there, from the monitoring drivers, the storage drivers, network drivers, authentication drivers. As I said, we already provide a few to fit most environments, but any cloud integrator can basically program their own driver and plug it in very easily simply by changing the configuration files. We have programming interfaces like Ruby and Java, I already said, and even OpenNebula Sandstone has a system that allows you to create plugins and easily add them to the interface, modify certain behaviors, or just customize how it is done. Same, the scheduler could be replaced by something else, and the database backend can be also be changed. This is one of the strengths of OpenNebula compared to other solutions. I would like to finish the presentation by telling you a little bit about the project. It's fully open source. We're working under Apache license. We invest quite a lot of efforts in actually keeping a very extensive and updated documentation on all the keys and features of the OpenNebula product. And we also have a rich ecosystem. As I mentioned before, the ecosystem is a space where third parties can submit their own plugins, their own drivers that work with OpenNebula. There are some examples, for example, as I said, virtualization drivers, VirtualBox or Hyper-V are projects which are hosted in the ecosystem. We have more than 4 years old, so we're already quite a stable solution. We have a very active community. We have support lists. We're on IRC, etc. Since I got in this project, which was like more than 1 year ago, I really could observe how fastly grown we are and how generally everything has grown from the code base to the number of users. And we're currently on version 3.4.1. We release a new version every 3 months, and we plan to make one major release every year. That is like three minor releases every year, three minor releases in the year, and one major release. Who's using OpenNebula? I will just go a bit quickly through this. I put some of the logos of companies and projects which are using our solution. So basically, host providers, cloud services companies, consulting. We're very present as well in the research scientific centers, supercomputing centers, and also most of our work is done in the frame of cloud research projects, mostly in the European Union frame. Just to end, what's coming up on our next release, we plan to have a marketplace that is a place where the OpenNebula community can share their own appliances, which are ready to use so that other users can simply download them and run them on their private clouds. We want to improve accounting and monitoring and quota system. Basically, this is now outside the core of OpenNebula, and part of it is going to be moved inside. because it's going to be more efficient and more easily managed to that way. We plan to add one big thing is to add hot plugin and dynamic assignment to run in virtual machines. That means that when a virtual machine is running, we will be able to plug disk, to plug network interfaces to it, or to dynamically change the memory that is assigned to that virtual machines whenever the hypervisor supports it. And I'm mostly taking care in the project of user interfaces. So I can tell you that it will be improvements as usual as in every version from the user interfaces. Working, for example, on BNC, right now you can actually, using OpenNebula Sandstone and OpenNebula Self-Service, you can open a WebSockets-based connection to your virtual machines using a piece of software called NoBNC. And that you can use it now, but it will be improved for the next version as well. And of course, we have to include new translations. And since we're changing the monitoring system, we also be able to offer more plotting and nicer statistics. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to this session. And I will be ready to answer any questions that you may have. Yes? Yes. A hypervisor is associated to the physical host only. So it's basically you're using one hypervisor and a physical host, and your cloud can have as many hypervisors as you want. You can have host with KVM, host with VMware, and it's all working.
And plugging in your own hypervisor interface, so let's say you have remotes, et cetera, you could actually, that be the way to plug in your own local hypervisor manager and a system?
Yeah, it's very easy actually to, for example, for the VirtualBox, which I did, simply you create a set of scripts, which is a script to deploy a virtual machine, a script to cancel a virtual machine. Just put them on a folder, and you add the configuration line saying, this is the name of the new driver. OpenNebula takes care of copying these files automatically to the host, and actually of calling the scripts that you want to call when you want to operate the virtual machines with your custom hypervisor. Yeah, there's someone back there.
If you look at open source data center virtualization, then at the moment it seems like there's OpenNebula, Eucalyptus, and OpenStack. Could you maybe...
Sorry, I didn't understand.
If you look at open source data center virtualization platforms, then it seems like there's OpenNebula, OpenStack, and Eucalyptus.
Uh-huh.
So I find it very confusing to choose between those projects, and OpenStack, we tried. It's a very interesting experience. OpenNebula, we still have to try. Can you maybe give some ideas, some advice, some criteria by which to find a path between these projects? Or maybe what is the special focus of each of those projects?
Well, this is a very common question whenever we come into a conference. We think that each cloud solution can occupy a specific space in the cloud world. For example, there's this vision that we're racing against each other, but it's not true. We're just trying to find a suitable space because there are many environments and many technologies. OpenNebula, one of the strengths is that it's very modular, and that way you can adapt it to your environment very easily. This is what other solutions don't have. I'm not an expert on OpenStack or Eucalyptus, but I think, for example, OpenStack is apparently very suitable when you want to provide hosting, etc. Now, of course, this comes down to trying the solution that fits best for you, and I think we're doing a great job with our current resources, and we're basically offering very stable, very advanced solution compared to the other things out there.
Are there any commercially supported OpenNebula vendors? Like SUSE is now working on a SUSE cloud, which is based on OpenStack.
I know there are members commercially supported, but I cannot give you a list. This is like a completely separate part, which I don't, I'm not involved on that. But there are some, not many, but some. Mostly we offer a lot of support as well to through our normal user mailing list. Any other? Yes?
Let's say in a normal enterprise environment, you often have legacy deployments, standard setup where you have an idea of machines, so you have static IPs that will stay the same, you will have the processes that come in, and some organizations are completely dysfunctional in this regard, including mine as of recently. I'm wondering how well
Open Nebula actually supports integration with legacy systems where you may have IP management elsewhere or DNS management elsewhere or LDAP database as an authoritative source. And would Open Nebula easily be able to source information for VMs from a third-party data source and use that as a basis?
Well, you could basically change the relative modules to get that done, not very difficultly. As I said, you can basically customize every module there, even for the monitoring of hosts. If you have some monitoring set up, like Ganglia, you could also use it that way. From the database backend, we support standard MySQL, SQLite backends. And well, everything is like that, very basically. Even from the authentication, we added recently X509 authentication. We support LDAP. We support the general systems out there. But if, as I say, if your environment has some special, unique thing, you could also try to work around that.
Okay, that's good to know.
Any other questions? Okay.
So no more upcoming questions. So I have still one question. What I haven't seen clearly is the Open Nebula web frontend. This is only for cloud provider or also for the users for cloud systems?
The Open Nebula is also for the user of cloud systems, but at the infrastructure level, at the level where you can launch your own virtual machines. As I said, we have a user interface which offers like a simplified interface just to do these kind of operations, and of course the cloud computing, open cloud computing interface, and the Amazon Web Services interface, which are like oriented towards the users that come from the outside, not the users which are inside the cloud provider.
Just a note for this, a developer at our university has written a web interface for OpenNebula. It's called StudiCloud. It's released on SourceForge, if someone is interested in this.
Yeah, for example, I think you have done your own web interface to deal with OpenNebula for students, and the students can basically very easily launch their own virtual machines using OpenNebula and the custom interface. And they just, you plugged it on top of I guess, the Ruby. I don't know where you plugged it on top, but because there are several places where you can plug external stuff on top. But yes, it's one good example of an ecosystem contribution.
Okay, so thank you, Hector.
Yeah, thank you, everyone,
thank you for
coming
here.